Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, 4b, the two dats. And the Mishnah had said that the Megillah could be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th of the month of Adar. And then the Mishnah said, how so? If Purim falls out on a Monday, so then the villages in the big cities would read on that day, on that Monday. If it falls out on a Tuesday, so then the villages proceed to Monday. Wednesday, they proceed to Monday. Thursday, they all read together, etc. The Gemara questions, Maishno, what's different that Reisha in the beginning, and I recommend you each have a sheet. If you start having a notebook, then I could help you and tell you which words you should write down and master, because they show up throughout the Talmud. One of them is going to be Maishno, what's the difference? Reisha in the beginning, Denakat Sidura Diyalcha, that the Mishnah goes in the order of the days of the month. It takes the calendaral day. It takes the 14th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. It talks about the calendaral date. Umayishna Seifa means the end. And why is it different that in the end of the Mishnah, the Nakatsidua Diomi, that it goes in the order of the days? It starts discussing, the Megillah may be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. How so? If Purim falls out on a Monday. If Purim falls out on a Tuesday. You start talking about days of the week. Why'd you switch from talking about days of the month to days of the week? Answers the Gemara, because being that you would get confused if I would say, you know how Purim is read on the 11th? Well, if the 11th is a Monday, if the 11th is a Thursday, so then Purim is read on the 11th. Then you got to figure out, okay, so what does that mean? Purim falls out on which day of the week? And people get all confused. So, in order to ensure that when people review the Mishnah, they wouldn't confuse them, Nakat Sidura Diyomi, the Tana stuck to the, he chose the order of the days of the week. Even though he had to switch from talking about the calendaral dates to the weekly days, the days of the week, that was an easier way to ensure that people don't confuse the Mishnah. Clear? Okay. Chaliot Be'er Shabbat. Now we're going to go a long stretch till the end of, till the Mishnah basically. Till the bottom of the page, it's difficult. This is going to be a difficult Gemara. If you get it, good. If you don't get it, then next time around this Hashem, you'll get it. This isn't easy. You can try to review it, but I would forgo it at your stage of the game. Try to get it. I'm going to try and explain it clearly. If you don't give up. One of the nice things about Megillah is that there are many, many interesting and relatively easy Gemaras. One of the difficult things about Megillah is that from this page, for the next five pages, you have difficult Gemaras. From here, the next five pages are going to be difficult. After that, it's easy for the rest of the tractate. That's why we chose this one. But the next five pages, if you get more or less, as many concepts as you get, you've got. What you could do is, I upload the shiurim last night. What we learned has already been uploaded last night. You could try and review it. But I wouldn't invest too much effort at this stage of the game, because this really requires getting a handle on the way the shas really works, the ping pong, the backwards and forwards, and it's a little bit complex. As much as you get out of it, you get. But we will try to make it as clear as possible. So let's begin. We know that the Mishnayot date back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Mishnayot are part of the oral law given down from Moshe till the time of Rebbe, when Rebbe compiled them. Now, at some point after Hillel and Shammai, you had disagreements as to certain things in the oral law. Up to Hillel and Shammai, you had almost no disagreements, and whatever disagreements they had, they could come to a bottom line. Hillel and Shammai's disciples were persecuted by the Romans. They couldn't sit down and study as their predecessors had, and they were spiritually, God brought down a lower level to the world, and so you started having machlokot. Rebbe compiled the Mishnah, and Rebbe took specific opinions in the Mishnah. One Mishnah he would go in accordance with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. A different Mishnah he and his court would rule should go in accordance with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's opinion. A third Mishnah with the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So you have Mishnayot that are authored by an individual, and yet when presented in the Shas, it doesn't tell us it's the individual's opinion, but rather the Mishnah is stated plainly. The Mishnah is stated stam. So even though our Mishnah, the Mishnah we're referring to, is stated plainly, it's taught as a stam Mishnah, the Gemara is now going to explore when Rebbe compiled this Mishnah within our Shas, with which opinion was he going? We're going to look back at older texts. The Gemara is going to quote different opinions. And then the Gemara is going to say, okay, so with which opinion does our Mishnah fit? Who's Rebbe going with in our Mishnah? So far, so good. And this is classical. Throughout the Shas, the Gemara does this. But usually, the Gemara does it in one line. And here, the Gemara is going to do it for the rest of the page. Because over here, the Gemara is going to nitpick. The Gemara is going to say, well, this point fits with this opinion. What about that point? That point fits with the other opinion. So how do you rectify that? What's going on here? So that's where it gets a little bit difficult, especially because you're talking about dates and technical details of the Mishnah. But let's begin. So the classical question is, Matnitin, our Mishnah, Mani. Who is the author? E-Rebbe Yosef. So the Gemara says at this point, it could be either Rebbe, Rebbe Yudah Nasi, or else Rebbe Yossi, who is Rebbe Yossi Bar Tachlachta. My Rebbe, which Rebbe are you referring to? Which Rebbe could it be? Which Tanoik quote, which old text do you have, which old quote do you have of Rebbe's that you could say that this Mishnah fits with the opinion of Rebbe? Titania, because we have a Braisa, we have a Tanoik quote that did not enter the Mishnah, that says the following, Chaliot Be'ev Shabbat, if Purim falls out on the eve of Shabbos, if Purim falls out on a Friday, Kefarim Va'erot Gedolot Makdimin Le'yom HaKnisa, the first opinion in the Braisa is not Rebbe. The first opinion in the Braisa disagrees with our Mishnah. The first opinion says, if Purim falls out on a Friday, then the villages and the big cities read on Thursday, and the walled cities read on Friday. So even though ordinarily the big cities read on the 14th, here that the 14th is on Friday, we say just like the villages will read on the 13th on Thursday, so too the big cities. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, the big cities stick to their Thursday reading. They stick to Friday. Only the villages go back to Thursday. So this first opinion is disagreeing with our Mishnah. Rebbe Omer, but in this Braisa, Rebbe says, Omer Ani, I say, Lo yidachu ha'erot mimkoman, don't push off the big cities from their place. Ela'ilu ve'ilu korin bavayom, but rather, the big cities will read on Friday. And the walled cities, they're supposed to read on the 15th, but the 15th is Shabbos, so they can't read on Shabbos, so they too will read on the 14th on Friday. So that is perfectly in line with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also said that if the 14th falls out on Friday, so the big cities read on the regular day of Purim on the 14th on Friday, what do you do with the walled cities that are supposed to read on the 15th? They can't read on Shabbos, we're scared they'll end up carrying their Megillahs all around, and they're not supposed to do that. So instead we tell them, you go and read on Friday together with the big cities. That's perfectly in line with Rebbe's opinion so far. Till here we're together, Adam? Okay.
This one Braisa that we just brought is all Rebbe?
No, the first opinion is someone else. What we would call Tanakama, the first opinion.
And
the second, the latter is Rebbe.
And
yeah.
Rebbe's doesn't fit with our Mishnah.
Rebbe does.
And the Tanakama
does. Tanakama does not. Because Rebbe says, just like our Mishnah, that when Purim falls out on a Friday, the big cities read on Friday. Only the villages go back to Thursday. The big cities read on Friday, on the 14th, the regular Purim. And the walled cities, well, they can't read on Shabbos, so they'll also read on Friday. That's what it says in our Mishnah, that's what Rebbe says in the Braisa. So perfectly aligned. The Gemara now queries, my taima de Tanakama. What's the reasoning behind the first opinion in the Braisa? Tafkuf is Tana Kama. Tafkuf is Tana Kama, the earlier opinion in the Braisa. So the logic behind it is, when the Megillah describes that the rabbis of that generation instituted, that they maintain Purim and they read the Megillah, all of that is described at the end of the Megillah itself. And it says it was instituted that they fulfill this institution of Purim bechol shana v'shana, every year, each and every year. Well, what does it mean, each and every year? What does it mean? Of course, every institution is for eternity. The rabbis make an institution. Does that to say, we're going to keep Shabbos and light two candles each and every year? No, we do that rabbinic institution, for sure, like every institution. We do it forever. So why does the Megillah have to say they will perform this institution each and every year? It's teaching us that there's a certain theme that has to be maintained each and every year. Ma kol shana v'shana ayarot kodemot lemukafin. Just like each and every year, there's a certain order. The walled cities read on the 14th. I'm sorry. The regular big cities read on the 14th. The walled cities read on the 15th. So there's an order. First the regular cities, then the walled cities. Now what are you going to do here? So the Tanna Kamma says, that verse that says each and every year this is the order, that the big cities on the 14th and the walled cities on the 15th, it's teaching you an order. So too in a city, in a year, where you'll have to move around the dates of reading the Megillah. What's that? That's a year that Purim falls out on a Friday. You can't have the walled cities read on Shabbos. But the Pasuk says, maintain this order. Each and every year has to have this consistency. Which consistency? Tanna Kamma says, the consistency that the big cities precede the walled cities. So if you're going to have to move the walled cities back to Friday, what are you going to do with the big cities? Move them back to Thursday. That was the first opinion in the Braisa. So far, so good.
So Rebbe's opinion doesn't follow that.
We're right. It's not Rebbe. We're asking, what is the source for the first opinion in the Braisa?
How do you account for it?
In a minute, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay. Let's see. So the Gemara questions. All it said in the Pasuk is, each and every year has to have a certain steady theme. How do you know this is the theme? The Ema, maybe we should say, B'chol Shana V'Shana, each and every year teaches us, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, Eni Dachina Erot Min Koman, Afkan Lo Yidachu Erot Min Koman. Just like each and every year, the big cities read on their set date, so too this year they should stay on their set date. How do you know what to derive from the fact that it says each and every year? Maybe it means, just like every year they stay on the 14th, so too, when the Purim falls out on a Friday, leave the big cities on their dates. Answers the Gemara, a very difficult answer. The Gemara says, Shani Hocha, different here, Deloy of Shari, you can't do that. Because if so, then the big cities won't precede the walled cities.
That just,
what? That's not an answer.
No, it just went back on itself.
Oh, seems like circular reasoning. What was the question? What was the answer? The question was, maybe that's not what you're supposed to derive from the verse, right? And the answer is, no.
It's because of that.
So, we have to reword the question. And here we're going to introduce a concept that is a deep concept in Talmud. If you guys master this concept and apply it every time you learn Talmud, you will reach the depths of Rashi and Tosfos, and this is one of the keys to gaining depth in Talmud. And the idea is as follows. We are accustomed to having two opinions that are mutually exclusive. I say this, you say that. When we learn Talmud, we have to know that in Talmud, sometimes two differing opinions are not mutually exclusive. Meaning, Rabbi A may say one way, and Rabbi B says the other way. But when Rabbi B says the other way, it could be that he doesn't mean to say the other way to the exclusion of the first way, but rather he means to say also the other way. Whenever you see two opinions in Talmud, you have to pause and ask yourself, does either one accept the other? It can be that A won't accept B, but B will accept A. It could be that B won't accept A, but A will accept B. This is a rule for all of Talmud. If you get accustomed to doing this, you will gain tremendous depth in Talmud. This is everywhere. Mishnah, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, this is key. I'm telling you now one of the secrets to gaining depth. And now let's reread the Gemara. What the Gemara was asking is, the question was not, let's strike the first understanding and apply an alternate understanding. But rather, the Gemara said, wait a second. You're saying there has to be a consistency from year to year. Well, doesn't there also have to be consistency to the date? You're taking an abstract concept and you're saying every year this one precedes that one. Why don't you take a more down-to-earth concept that every year they read on the 14th? That would seem like a more important concept to stick to. Answers the Gemara, no, you can't, because that abstract concept we know has to be there. This concept of the big cities reading on the 14th, well, this year I can't. And what the Gemara is really saying is that concept, even though you might call it an abstract concept, at the end of the day, that's a concept that the Tanna Kamma had on tradition. That's what we derive from this. So when the Gemara asked, wait a second, why don't you derive that every year they read on this date, the Gemara did not mean to the exclusion of the first understanding. The Gemara said, why don't you say this as well? You guys got that? Okay, now you just got to get used to thinking along these lines. It takes a certain mental agility, which you'll develop over time. No, well, you just got to get used to it. Slowly. Slowly.
The level of their brain is just...
You'll get there. Shy. This is the first time you're learning it. It's maybe the 30th time I'm learning it. You'll get there. Slowly. First time I learned it, I didn't know what this Gemara was talking about either. The first 10 times I learned it, I didn't know what this Gemara was talking about. I always said, what does that mean? Like you said, that's circular. Where? Slowly. The Rebbe, now we go back to Shai's question. Okay, you've explained the first opinion. What does Rebbe do with that? My time, what's the reasoning behind Rebbe? Rebbe applies the same pasuk, only he had a different tradition how to understand that pasuk. The verse says, V'chol shana v'shana, maintain this institution of reading the Megillah each and every year. So Rebbe says, Ma kol shana v'shana, en ayarot nidachin mimkoman. Just like every year, you don't move the big cities from their place, from reading on the 14th. Afkan lo yidachu ayarot mimkoman. So to here, the big cities don't leave their day. When do they always read? On the 14th. So Rebbe says, if Purim falls out on a Friday, they don't budge. They stay in their same place. Each and every year, maintain the same thing, keep them on their same day. What do you do about the big cities? They can't read on Shabbos. So move them back to Friday. You got a problem. Okay. They end up reading on the same day. So now we'll ask the exact opposite question. Wait a second. The Eima, why don't you say the Eima? And let us say. B'chol shana v'shana, the verse says, each and every year you have to maintain a certain consistency. Maybe we should derive from that, and now you guys already understand, it means not to the exclusion of what Rebbe said, but maybe we should add on another point. Ma kol shana v'shana ayarot kodemot lemukafin, af kan nami ayarot kodemot lemukafin. Each and every year, the big cities precede the walled cities, so too here, let the big cities precede the walled cities. Answers the Gemara. Same answer. Shani acha delo efshar. No, here it's different. You have no choice. Again, it's a question of which one do we put a stress on? Now, you guys, it's not that late. I want you to think for a minute. Given the introduction we said before, what can we now know about this argument between Rebbe and Tanakhama? Where have we ended up? After this whole thing. Now where are we holding?
One opinion is not exclusive to the other.
Ah. How are they not exclusive?
Because they have different points of agreement.
They both agree that both points are important. Rebbe and Tanakhama both agree that, ideally, the big cities have to precede the walled cities, and the big cities should read on the 14th. It's only a question of which takes precedence. Mm-hmm. That's where the Gemara ends up. If you learn a Gemara or a Mishnah, and you walk away saying, these two opinions are on opposite extremes, you didn't understand the Gemara Mishnah. The differences of opinion throughout the Talmud and throughout the Mishnah are always on a fine point. About most things, they agree. 99% of the Talmud is in agreement. The Talmud focuses on the disagreements. From those fine points, we can understand everything else.
I think that's where most people get turned off by the whole... Oh, this rabbi says this rabbi says this. Like, how do you guys know which one's right and why are you following them? So if people understood that it's just the fine points that were dissecting this.
Right, right. You're
so
right.
It's very legit.
Right.
So I have one question for you. So we're saying that they both believe both of these concepts are very important. Just Rebbe's emphasizing one, puts more emphasis on one, and Tanakhama puts more emphasis on the other.
Correct.
Okay.
So we said, our Mishnah could be either Rebbe's opinion or Rebbe Yossi's. Which Rebbe? We just quoted Rebbe. That case in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, if Purim falls out on a Friday, everyone reads on Friday, the big cities and the walled cities, well, that's Rebbe's opinion, so that's in line with Rebbe. Now we're going to move onward and say, my Rebbe Yossi. What did you mean when you said, our Mishnah is also in line with Rebbe Yossi's opinion? Tanya, because we have another Braisa. Notice the word Tanya is Braisa. Tnan, Toninon, Masnisin. The second you have two nuns, that's the easy way to remember, it's a Mishnah. Tanya is a Braisa. So we have a Braisa. We have a Tanaic quote that's not in the Mishnah. Bra means external. Braisa are the external Tanaic quotes. The Braisa says as follows. If the 14th, if Purim falls out on the eve of Shabbos, it falls out on a Friday. We're back to that case. What does our Mishnah say? If Purim falls out on a Friday, what do we do? What does the Mishnah say? When do the walled cities read?
Friday.
When do the big cities read?
Friday.
Right, on Friday. Who goes back to Thursday? The small villages. Right. Okay, so our Bryce is taking the same case. Chaliyot b'Shabbat, if Purim falls out on a Friday. So here, the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Bryce is not Rabbi Yossi again. Remember, this isn't Rabbi Yossi, and this time it's going to take out a far-out opinion. Ordinarily, what do we say? The big cities read on the 14th. The walled cities read on the 15th. They're the last to read. What happens when Purim falls out on a Friday? So the walled cities on Shabbos, they shouldn't read. So when are we going to tell them to read? Says the Tanakhama, Mukafin vikfarim makdimin liyom haknisa. The walled cities and the villages, they jump back to Thursday. So now the walled cities, not only aren't they reading on the 15th, they're not reading on the 14th either. We throw them back to the 13th. We throw them back to Thursday.
15th meaning 15th Shabbat.
15th is Shabbat.
14th of Shabbat, and I push them back to Thursday.
Very good. Right. Dayarot gedolot korin bo v'yom. In the big cities, they read on Friday. So that's Tanakama of the Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, en mukafin kodemin layarot. Rabbi Yossi says, the walled cities would not precede the regular cities. But rather, they both read on that day, on Friday. So that's the Braisa. End quote. Till here's the Braisa. We see right away how Rabbi Yossi fits with our Mishnah, right? That fits. Now the Gemara questions. My time of the Tanakama. What's the reasoning behind the first opinion in the Braisa? What do you think the reasoning is going to be? You can guess it. Same pasuk, right? Because the verse says, Bechol Shana V'Shana. The reading of the Megillah will be done so in each and every year. So what point has to be consistent? Ma kol shana v'shana ayarot b'arba'a asar v'zmano shel zeh lo zmano shel zeh. Notice here we're already bringing in 2 points. We pointed out that in the previous brisa, Rebbe and Tanakhama both agreed there were 2 points, right? Now in this brisa, off the bat, we're explaining it with 2 points. Each and every year, the big cities read on the 14th. Plus, we have another point that the big cities do not read on the same day as the walled cities. Yeah, that's going to be the key point. Where do we have to be consistent? In that the big cities stick to their day of the 14th. Plus, they don't all read on the same date. So now, if the 14th falls out on Friday, the walled cities, they can't read on Shabbos. That's the 15th. That's when they should read. What do you say? Bump them back to Friday? But it says in the pasuk, maintain a consistency. Consistency with which points? That the big cities, they stick to their 14th. And the walled cities shouldn't read on the same day as the big cities. So where do I bump them? I throw them back to Thursday. Uh-huh. That's the logic.
But then it might conflict with the whole precedent of you have to go before.
Oh, the Gemara's going to ask that. Good point. In one line, the Gemara's going to ask, what about that? And what's the Gemara going to answer?
That this one...
This time you can't.
No, you can't use that one.
The same answer the Gemara gave on top.
It's going to be the same thing as before. That
right.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. Right. Shani hachot lo efshar. I can't. Something's going to have to give, and that's the point that I'll give. Right.
Well, again, Rabbi Yossi is going to be emphasizing something that the Tanakhama is not.
Correct.
But they don't agree. It's not that they don't agree.
Let's see. Okay. I mean, they don't agree. The question is, are they mutually exclusive?
Okay.
Let's see. So again, my timer, memtes is my timer. That's the acronym. What's the reasoning behind Tanakhama? The verse says this is going to be consistent each and every year. So what's the point of consistency? Ma kol shana v'shana ayarot bar ba'asa. Just like every year, the regular cities read on the 14th. V'zmano shel zeh lo zmano shel zeh, and the time that these cities read is not the time that those cities read. The regular cities read on the 14th and the walled cities read on a different day. Afkan, so to hear in a case where Purim falls out on a Friday, so we'll use the same formula. Ayarot, the regular cities, Balbaasar, they read on the 14th. Vizmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh, and they don't share the same time. the time in which the regular cities read, the 14th, is not going to be the time that the world cities read. End point. So here we've explained Tanakam. So the Gemara questions, Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana, why don't you say that when the verse said that the Megillah will be read with consistency in each and every year, it's coming to teach me ma'kol shana v'shana, just like every year. En mukafin kodumin la'yarot, the world cities don't precede the regular cities. Afkan en mukafin kodumin la'yarot, here too. The walled cities shouldn't precede the regular cities. They're always after the regular cities. Answers the Gemara, same answer. Shani achad lo efshar. Here it's different because you can't. And you guys know what that means by now, right? It means I have three variables. One of them is going to have to give. The other two are more important to me. I can't do all three. So this is the one that's going to go. So the walled cities are going to have to read a date before the regular cities. Completely the opposite of what happens on a regular year. Okay? Now the Gemara goes on to understand Rabbi Yossi. Technically, we already know the logic behind Rabbi Yossi, because it should be the same logic as Rabbi Huda. As Rabbi, my time, Rabbi Yossi, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi? The verse says, Bechol shana vishana. This is how the Megillah should be read each and every year. Ma kol shana vishana, en mukafin kodamin layaro. Just like every year, the walled cities do not precede the regular cities. Afkan, so to hear, in mukafin kodumin layarot. The walled cities should not precede the regular cities. So if firm falls out on a Friday, you don't throw them back to Thursday. Yeah? He says the consistency is that they don't precede them. He says that is a critical point. When I have to decide which point's going to drop, that's not one of them. So the walled cities will not be thrown back to Thursday. They will not precede the regular cities. I smell the smoke burning. So the Gemara questions Rabbi Yossi the same way. Why don't we say that the consistency is makol shana v'shana, zmano shen ze lo zmano shen ze? They don't share the same date. The walled cities never read on the same day as the regular cities on an average year. Afkan, why don't we say the same thing here? When Purim falls out on Friday, zmano shen ze lo zmano shen ze, these cities don't read on the same time as this city. Why don't we say that's an important point? Shani achad de lo efshar. Here I can't. You're right. That's an important point, but I can't. Okay, now we have to take a break. You guys need a breather. So do I. We'll stop for 5 minutes and pick up over here. Okay?